All are invited to celebrate the dog days of winter this Sunday at Trail Center on Poplar Lake. Joining us now with the details is world famous Kathy Quinn of Go Dog North Shore. Welcome, Kathy.
World famous. I must know a Canadian. Hey, thanks,
Good
Yvonne.
Morning. Well, dog days.
Yeah.
Sounds pet friendly.
Well, dog days of winter, just a quick little backstory on it. You know, usually at this time of year, there's been the mush for a cure. And this year, there was no mush for a cure. So Sarah Hamilton, I think it was primarily her brainchild, started spinning her wheels around and thinking about another event that could bring people up the trail and celebrate winter, involve some dogs, and just have some fun towards the tail end of the good part of winter. So she just started putting the word out, and lo and behold, we have the Dog Days of Winter, which is a day of dog sled racing. The latest word I saw attached to the dog sledding is derbies, dog sled derbies. Yeah. I kind of like that. And some skijoring races, as well as some other kid-friendly events and just good spectator opportunities. Mm-hmm. So, and it's all up at Poplar Lake.
But it is sort of pet-friendly, but really...
Well, yeah, so the pet-friendly dealio is this. If your pet is going to participate in one of the events, then indeed it for you is pet-friendly. Now, if you want to come up with your chihuahua, Yvonne, and your chihuahua is not participating in the dog sled races or the skijoring or any sort of, you know, they're not going to be, like, in the event, yeah, then you should leave your chihuahua at home, because oftentimes... sled dogs and normal dogs, sorry, sled dogs, they don't necessarily go together very well. So, if your dog's not going to be in the event, don't bring it, please. And I should say, Mary has been real instrumental in organizing this event as well. So we're going to ask her to double dip and be the host and be the interviewee.
With us here also is Mary Manning.
So she's kind of our dog sledding representative, and I'm more of the skijoring. The skijoring dog.
Okay. So, what organizations are hosting?
Okay. So, again, Sarah Hamilton, who is the owner of Trail Center Lodge, midway up the Gunfun Trail, is the main brain behind this operation. So, she has helped sponsor it, as well as two nonprofits we've all partnered together, and one of which I'm a part of is Go Dog North Shore. And then the other, which Mary's involved with, is Cook County Dog Mushers Incorporated. So, there's three of us that are working together to pull this thing off.
And we've got a lot of support from other businesses. Stone Harbor's really been helping. I believe Cheryl Humphrey Contract is really, George Humphrey Contracting is really helping. I think.
And the Cook County Visitors Bureau kicked in some funds so that we could make it actually kind of professional as opposed to cobbling things together. So we thank them very much for their support as well.
Yep. And we've got volunteers who are coming from some of the other area businesses helping set trail and be involved and put together some of the snow sculpture pieces to make that happen. So a lot of folks on the trail really helping out.
Yeah. So it, from like a spectator perspective, the dog sled races will start at 11 o'clock on this Sunday. They'll take off from Trail Center Lodge, and all the races are going to happen on Poplar Lake. So it's very spectator-friendly. And so that'll happen at 11 o'clock. We've got three classes of races that are going to take place. We've got an 8-dog race that's like approximately 20-some miles long, a 6-dog race that's in the 11 to 12-mile range, and a 4-dog race, which is about 3 to 3.5 miles. So all those races will take off at 11 o'clock, starting with the longest race first, the 8-dog race, and ending with the 4-dog race. Then we'll take a little break, let those teams go out, and hopefully come back. And then around 2 o'clock, we'll start the skijoring races. And we're going to have two classes for that, too. And that'll be, what did we decide, Mary? Like a 2 or 3 mile race,
yeah,
and then a little
so.
Bit longer one. We're kind of making this up a little bit.
Well, and some of it will depend on the conditions on the lake and where we can actually set the trail and get it packed in and avoid slush.
And not confuse
and
people.
Yeah, that's probably the big one. That's a bonus. And we're going to try and run it on the way out along the north shore of the lake. So, some of the folks at some of the other resorts and lodges can also, sit and peek out the window. Mm-hmm. So if you're at Norwest or you're over at
Wendigo,
you can watch the teams run by.
That's a great idea. I didn't even think of that. See, that's why we got you on board.
Uh-huh. I'm just thinking spectating.
She's our lead dog.
Yeah, there you go.
So if you're not involved in running around with the dogs,
Yeah, so if once the dogs are all taken off, and then there's you're just kind of waiting for them to come back to get another glance at them. Things to do: we are going to have a bonfire. There's going to be a teepee. There's going to be hot cocoa, hot dogs,
marshmallows,
roasting hot dogs. But we do have a couple of snowman building competitions taking place that same day as well. A 12 and under competition and a 12 and over competition. Both of those are free. So. Oh, actually, they are talking about sculpting the snow sculpture, snow carving on site that day. So there's going to be plenty to do. And again, dogs will be coming and going. Center's right there. You can warm up.
We're going to try and get some shorter races for some littler kids. So those will probably be happening while the longer races are out. So if you watch the teams all take off and you're like, okay, what am I going to do next? We're going to try and get some short kid races going. So just some fun stuff to watch.
Well, the deal on it, Yvonne, is, it's a great way to expose people to a couple of really unique sports that may otherwise never get to actually witness it firsthand. And so I think it's also, in particular for Skijoring, a really good race or event to just try out. Give it a shot. If you've never done it, this is a great way to do it. The lake is flat, I mean, there's no hills. And so if you fall down, it'll be nice and soft. And I guarantee you probably will. So it's just a good beginner event. Or if there's some hardcore skijorers out there, it's also going to be a good one for you too. So
can you talk a little bit about the charge or registration, if there is a charge?
Yeah. So the dog sled races. So all the other events that are just for spectators are free. That's just come on up and enjoy. But if you're going to race in any of the sled dog races, the 8-dog race is $40, 6-dog race is $30, and the 4-dog is $20. All that money goes to Cook County Dog Mushers Incorporated, which is a brand new nonprofit located here in Cook County, obviously. The Skijoring races, the short race is $10 and $15 for the longer race. Again, those fees for the Skijoring race actually will go to North Shore as a little fundraiser for our group as well.
And if you've got kids who are racing, they get to race for free.
We'll make a deal. Yeah.
We can wheel and deal. And registration will start for the dog sled races at 8 in the morning. It'll run from 8 to 10, so we can do a little quick short meeting before the racers go. And then the Skijor registration is going to be right after that?
Yeah, we'll do registration for Skijoring from 10 o'clock until, I think, 1 o'clock. And then we'll have a short Skijoring meeting at 1:15-ish. So, but the big thing to remember is 11 o'clock race start for dog sledding, 2 o'clock for Skijoring, really great stuff, snowman buildings, snow sculptures, hot dogs in between, and nonstop fun.
And if you've never been to a dog sled race and you want to help get teams from trucks to the line and be a part of volunteering and helping out, you're absolutely more than welcome.
If you're interested, you can either call me at 370-9494 or call Sarah at Trail Center. Her number is 388-2214.
We're speaking with Kathy Quinn of Go Dog North Shore and Mary Manning of
Cook County Dog Mushers
Incorporated and Trail Center Lodge. They are hosting the Dog Days of Winter, Sunday, March 8th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Trail Center Lodge on Poplar Lake. More information also available online at dogdaysofwinter.net.